Imagine you have two different assistants at your company, and you give the first one a very specific directive. You say, print the weekly sales report every Friday at 5 p.m.
Right. A classic, straightforward instruction.
Exactly. And they do it flawlessly every single Friday. But one week, the printer just runs out of paper.
Oh, the dreaded paper jam. Or an empty tray.
Yeah. And that first assistant, they just stand there, staring blankly at the error message, completely frozen, waiting for you to come fix it.
Because they only know the one rule you gave them.
Right. Now, imagine you have a second assistant. You don't give them a rigid instruction. Instead, you give them an objective. You say, make sure the executive team has the weekly metrics before they head home on Friday.
Ah, so you're giving them a goal, not a manual.
Yes. If the printer breaks for that second assistant, they don't freeze. They instantly pivot. They export the report as a PDF. They email it to the team, maybe send a Slack message to the manager, letting them know the hardware is down. And then they log into the supply portal and just order more toner.
And that difference right there, that is the fundamental evolution we are exploring today. It's the shift from a system that merely follows instructions to a system that actively pursues outcomes.
And that is exactly what we are getting into. Our guiding mission for this deep dive is to really understand this transition. And we're doing that by looking at a fantastic comprehensive breakdown published by Avahi.
Yeah, the piece from March 17, 2026.
That's the one. It was written by Nishita Kondecker, and it's titled Agentic AI versus Traditional Automation, which delivers real business value.
Which is such a timely piece. And for anyone listening who's wondering why they need to pay attention to this specific shift right now, I mean, the stakes are almost difficult to comprehend.
They really are.
The source material drops two staggering statistics right at the top. First, generative AI could boost global labor productivity growth by 0.1 to 0.6% annually, all the way through 2040.
Wow.
And second, overall AI adoption is expected to contribute over $15 trillion to the global economy by 2030.
Wait, trillion? With a T.
With a T. 15 trillion. And a massive, massive portion of that pie is going to be driven by this exact shift toward what we call agentic AI.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to really wrap our heads around a $15 trillion economic shift, we can't just jump straight to the shiny new AI.
Right. You have to know where you're starting from.
Exactly. We first have to understand the baseline. We need to look at the old way of doing things, you know, the systems that businesses have relied on for the past decade to get their work done.
Yeah, and that baseline is what the Avahi breakdown calls traditional automation. To appreciate why agentic AI is such a huge leap, you first have to understand the confinement, the really strict limitations of traditional automation.
Like the first assistant staring at the broken printer?
That's exactly it. We're talking about technology designed to execute predefined workflows, rule-based processes without a single deviation. The core characteristic here is that it is entirely rule-based.
So like very rigid if-then logic.
Precisely. If a customer submits a specific form on your website, then the system automatically sends a pre-written confirmation email. The workflows are entirely fixed.
Right, because a human being, usually some IT professional or developer,
yeah,
had to manually sit down and code every single branch of that decision tree.
Yep. The system cannot create new rules on its own. It works best exclusively for highly structured, predictable, and, well, repetitive tasks.
You know, it makes me think of traditional automation as a train on a track.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, like a freight train is incredibly fast. It is highly efficient at getting from point A to point B, and it can carry a massive load of cargo, or in this case, data. But, and this is the crucial limitation, it can only go where the tracks have already been manually laid down.
Right.
If there's a boulder on the track, the train doesn't steer around it. It just crashes or it completely stops.
That's a highly accurate way to visualize it.
Yeah.
And we see these trains everywhere in modern business operations. The source gives some great real-world applications to ground this. Think of robotic process automation, or RPA.
Oh, RPA. That usually just looks like a ghost has taken over your computer, right?
Essentially, yes.
Huh?
It's wild to watch. RPA literally mimics human clicks. It's a bot programmed to, you know, open a specific database, copy a number from cell A1, open a spreadsheet, paste it into cell B2, and hit save.
Just totally mindless execution.
Exactly. The article also points to automated email marketing triggered by a signup, or payroll management, where the system calculates taxes and deductions based on fixed, predetermined organizational rules.
Which, I mean, is incredibly useful. Think about your own daily tasks for a second, right? How much of your day is spent just acting as a human router?
Too much of it, usually.
Right. Copying data from one software system, formatting it, and pasting it into another. Traditional automation is a lifesaver for those heavy data entry use cases. It completely removes the mind-numbing manual burden.
It absolutely does. It provides incredible efficiency. And what's fascinating here is how the source frames this, that efficiency has a breaking point.
Because the tracks eventually run out.
Yes. Because while traditional automation is perfect for perfectly structured tasks, the reality of modern business operations is that they are rarely perfectly structured.
Right. Business environments aren't isolated trains on fixed tracks. They are messy. They are super dynamic.
And that brings us to the sudden need for a $15 trillion AI revolution. The Ovahee article points out several specific pain points where traditional rules-based systems just break down completely.
What's the biggest one?
First, they fail in complex scenarios because they lack intelligence. They cannot interpret meaning.
Like, at all.
Right. For instance, say you have an automated customer support system that routes tickets based on specific keywords. If a customer writes a complex, frustrated email that implies a problem but doesn't use the exact pre-programmed keywords, the system misclassifies it.
Or just throws an error and drops the ticket.
Exactly. Traditional automation has incredibly poor adaptability in a changing environment.
Wait, if a system breaks because of an exception, can't a developer just write a new rule for that exception? Why do we need AI for that? I mean, writing a Zapier rule takes, what, 5 minutes?
That is the exact question most executives ask.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense on the surface. But the answer comes down to a concept called technical debt, along with scalability.
Okay, technical debt. Break that down.
The source material addresses this directly. Writing one rule for one exception takes 5 minutes. But writing rules for every single exception across an entire growing enterprise, that leads to astronomically high maintenance costs. It severely limits a company's ability to scale.
Ah, because you're constantly running ahead of the train, frantically laying down more and more track every time you hit a pebble.
Exactly. And eventually, those tracks cross over each other and get totally tangled. The Ovahee breakdown gives a brilliant example of an e-commerce company to illustrate this fragility.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's say you start small. You automate simple order confirmations and shipping notifications.
Okay.
Easy enough. But as the business grows, you add a layer of automation for inventory management. Then you add another layer for fraud detection, then customer segmentation, then returns processing.
Oh boy, I can see the domino effect forming.
Yeah, suddenly you aren't managing three or four straightforward workflows. You're managing hundreds of deeply interconnected workflows.
Right, it's a massive web.
And that's the danger. Eventually, a vendor updates their payment gateway, or you change one minor field in your CRM system, and that single change unintentionally breaks 10 other automated workflows downstream.
Because they all relied on that one exact rule staying the same.
Precisely. The technical debt, the cost of maintaining all this complex, messy code, becomes overwhelming. Your IT team spends all their time just fixing the broken tracks instead of building new value for the company. Human developers simply cannot anticipate and write a rigid rule for every unpredictable variable.
Which means we need systems that can figure out the variables themselves. Here's where it gets really interesting, because this is the exact moment where the tracks run out and agentic AI steps in.
Yes, agentic AI. The source defines this as AI systems designed as autonomous agents.
Autonomous agents.
Right. They are capable of reasoning, planning, executing tasks, and adapting dynamically to changing conditions. The key distinction, the absolute core of this, is that they pursue goals rather than following fixed instructions.
Pursuing goals. That feels like the magic phrase here. But we need to demystify this a bit for you listening. How does it actually do that? It's software. How does a piece of code plan something or adapt?
To explain that, the Ovahee article breaks down the architecture of agentic AI into four core components.
Mm.
These four pillars are the mechanism behind the autonomy.
Let's walk through them.
Okay, let's use a real-world scenario.
Sure.
Say you give an agentic AI the goal, research our top competitor's new pricing model, and summarize how it impacts our market position.
Okay, that is a highly complex, unstructured goal. Where does the AI even start?
It starts with the first component, large language models, or LLMs. Mm. This is the reasoning engine.
So if we go back to an analogy, the LLM is the architect drawing up the blueprints.
Yes, that's perfect. The LLM is what allows the agent to actually read your prompt, interpret the nuance of your instructions, and understand the context of the business landscape rather than just doing a blind search for the keyword pricing.
It reasons through what needs to be done.
Exactly.
But an architect can't build a house just by thinking about it. I mean, an LLM on its own is just a chat box. It needs a way to actually touch the internet or interact with the company's internal software.
Which brings us to the second component, tool integrations. An agent is completely useless if it can't interact with your business environment. So it connects to enterprise software via APIs.
Let's define APIs really quickly for any non-engineers listening. You can think of APIs, application programming interfaces, as digital drive-through windows. They allow two totally different pieces of software to securely pass data back and forth to each other.
That's a great way to put it. So if the LLM is the architect, the tool integrations are the construction workers actually swinging the hammers.
Right.
Through these APIs, the agent can actively retrieve data from a web search. It can log into your Salesforce account, update a record, or trigger an external workflow.
Okay, so the architect has the workers. But wait, what if the competitor's website blocks the AI from scraping the pricing data? A traditional automated bot would just hit an error, stop, and send me an alert.
And that is where the third pillar comes in, memory systems. This is absolutely critical, and it's really what separates agentic AI from just a standard ChatGPT prompt.
I'm really curious about this, actually, because I always thought AI models were somewhat static once they were trained. How does it update its own memory on the fly?
It uses something called a vector database to actively log the outcomes of its actions in real time. Memory allows the agent to retain context across tasks.
So it remembers what just happened.
Yes. It doesn't start from a blank slate every time it runs into a wall. If it tries to scrape the competitor's website and gets blocked, it logs that failure into its memory. It learns what didn't work.
So the logbook tells it, method A failed, but it still has the overarching goal of finding the pricing.
Which triggers the fourth and final pillar planning capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
This is the goal-oriented behavior in action. The planning system takes the goal, breaks it down into smaller steps, and most importantly, reroutes when blocked.
Ah, it pivots.
Exactly.
Cool.
So looking at its memory that the website is blocked, the planning system says, okay, let's adjust strategy. Let's use our search tool to look for recent press releases or industry news articles mentioning the competitor's pricing instead.
Wow. Okay, so let me refine my earlier analogy. If traditional automation is a freight train on a rigid track, agentic AI is a seasoned taxi driver in a busy, chaotic city.
Oh, I love that.
You get into the cab and you don't hand the driver step-by-step GPS coordinates. You just give them the goal, get me to the airport.
And the taxi driver dynamically plans the route.
Right. The driver, the agentic AI, uses their LLM reasoning to understand the request. They use their tool integrations, the steering wheel and pedals, to navigate. They use their memory of traffic patterns to anticipate problems.
Yep.
And if they turn a corner and see that a road is unexpectedly closed due to construction, they don't just stop the car, turn off the engine, and wait for you to code a new rule.
They'd be a terrible taxi driver if they did.
Exactly. They understand the ultimate goal, they reason through the variables, and they instantly adapt by taking a detour through a side street.
And we are seeing this exact kind of dynamic adaptability play out in real-world business applications right now. The Avahi source highlights several incredible use cases where these agents are replacing the old train tracks.
Like the research example we just talked about.
Right. AI research assistants. But another massive one is autonomous customer support.
Now, how does that look different from the, let's be honest, incredibly frustrating chatbots we're all used to dealing with?
Because traditional chatbots are just decision trees. They ask you to press 1 for returns, press 2 for billing. But an agentic AI support system can handle complete nuanced customer interactions.
Give me an example.
Okay, let's say a customer emails saying, I want to return these shoes because they arrived, scuffed, but I have a wedding tomorrow and I need a replacement immediately.
Stressful situation.
Very. A traditional bot sees the word return and just blindly emails back the standard 30-day return policy link.
Which infuriates the customer, a total failure of context.
Exactly. But an agentic AI reads the email, understands the urgency of the phrase wedding tomorrow, checks the inventory system via API, sees that there are no replacement shoes in stock locally, and dynamically decides to offer a 30% discount on the scuffed shoes or a full refund.
Wow.
Resolving the issue autonomously.
That is a total game changer for customer service. It actually solves the problem instead of just routing a ticket to a human who is already overworked.
The article also mentions multi-agent enterprise workflows, which is where this technology truly scales. But we'll get to the implications of that in a moment.
Okay, so hearing all of this, A listener might be having a radical thought right now. They might be thinking, this sounds amazing. Writing rigid rules is a waste of time. I'm going to fire my entire IT maintenance team, rip out all of our traditional automated train tracks, and replace our entire company infrastructure with these AI taxi drivers.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, ripping out all your traditional automation would actually be a catastrophic mistake.
Really?
Yes. And the Avahi breakdown is very clear about this. This isn't a winner-take-all scenario. It's not a showdown to the death between the two technologies.
So the train still has a purpose.
Absolutely. Let's do a rapid head-to-head comparison based on the source's criteria so you can see why. Let's start with task complexity.
Okay.
Traditional automation is built for simple, predictable tasks. Data entry, invoice routing, basic math. Agentic AI is for complex, dynamic tasks with varying inputs.
Right. Makes sense. Next criteria, learning capability. Traditional automation is static. It does exactly what you tell it to do, and it never, ever improves on its own.
Whereas agentic AI learns from context and past interactions using its memory systems.
Right. And finally, human intervention. Traditional automation needs a human developer to manually jump in and fix things the absolute second an exception occurs.
But agentic AI operates autonomously, resolving issues on its own while keeping humans strictly in an oversight role, basically just approving final actions.
So when you look at that comparison, it becomes really obvious. You shouldn't use a highly advanced, computationally expensive reasoning AI to do a simple, repetitive payroll calculation.
No, it's massive overkill.
Right. And it introduces a chance for the AI to hallucinate or overthink a problem that literally just requires basic multiplication.
And conversely,
yeah,
you shouldn't use brittle, rigid, if-then rules to handle a nuanced, angry email from a top-tier enterprise client.
You have to pick the right tool for the job.
Exactly. The source's ultimate recommendation is a hybrid approach. Use traditional automation to handle the heavy lifting of routine, repetitive steps, ensuring 100% consistency and compliance where you absolutely need it.
Like taxes.
But you layer agentic AI on top of it to manage the complex decision points, the unpredictable variations, and the unstructured data.
Which brings up a huge operational question. I buy into the hybrid approach. I completely buy into the AI taxi driver. But if this thing is truly autonomous, how do I stop it from, say, accidentally deleting my company's central database while it's exploring a solution? How do companies actually implement this securely?
That is the multi-million dollar question. And the source document addresses this by pointing to how organizations are executing this change today, specifically highlighting Avahi's role in the market.
Oh, okay.
They are essentially the architects of the guardrails.
Guardrails are definitely needed.
Without a doubt. The piece notes that Avahi functions as an AWS premier tier services partner. That cloud foundation is crucial. You cannot just plug an autonomous agentic AI into a messy, unsecure, legacy data environment and expect it to work safely.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It is. You need a secure architecture where the AI only has access to the specific APIs and data silos it is explicitly authorized to touch.
So the AWS partnership basically ensures the company data isn't leaking out into the public domain or getting scrambled.
Precisely. The article details Avahi's specific offerings, which are designed to turn this conceptual AI potential into real, measurable business results without the risk. For example, they help companies securely implement AI model optimization.
What does model optimization actually mean in this context?
It means they build a system that allows a business to seamlessly switch between different underlying AI brains, like moving from OpenAI to Anthropic to Google, based on automated cost, accuracy, and performance comparisons.
Oh, wow. So you aren't locked into just one vendor.
Nope. If a cheaper, faster model comes out tomorrow, the architecture is ready to swap it in immediately.
That's incredibly smart future-proofing.
It is. They also provide solutions for automated lead capture, predictive insights for smarter business planning, and even seamless global communication through advanced translation and localization.
All built on that secure foundation.
Exactly. It's all done with built-in data protection and regulatory compliance, which, let's be honest, is the single biggest hurdle for enterprise AI adoption today.
So what does this all mean? We've covered a massive amount of ground today. We've established the baseline of traditional automation, the train on the tracks. We've exposed the breaking point of rigid rules and technical debt.
We unpacked the four pillars of agentic AI.
Right, the taxi driver that pursues goals. And we've explored the secure hybrid future. For you, the listener, the future of being a truly well-informed professional in this space means knowing exactly which tool to pull from your toolbox. Don't waste an intelligent, reasoning AI agent on a fixed, predictable task. And definitely don't rely on rigid rules to handle a shifting, complex problem.
This raises an important question, though, something I want to leave everyone with, building on the Avahi article's mention of multi-agent enterprise workflows.
Oh, right. We briefly touched on that earlier. This is where multiple AI agents actually talk to each other, right?
Exactly. I want you to picture this scenario. You have a supply chain AI agent whose sole goal is to minimize shipping costs. And you have a marketing AI agent whose goal is to maximize immediate sales.
Normally, these two departments operate in complete silos.
But in a multi-agent workflow, they collaborate.
Okay, so the marketing AI says, I'm going to launch a massive flash sale on our flagship product tomorrow.
And the supply chain AI instantly analyzes global shipping data, checks its memory, and replies, wait. The main port in Los Angeles is backed up. If you spike demand on that product right now, we will run out of inventory, shipping costs will skyrocket as we try to air freight replacements, and our profit margins will completely vanish.
Wow. So they negotiate.
They do. The supply chain AI suggests an alternative. It says, instead, run the flash sale on this secondary product line. We have excess inventory sitting in a local warehouse, and it will cost almost nothing to fulfill.
That is incredible. They're reasoning with each other to find the optimal business outcome.
Now take that a step further. As these multiple AI agents collaborate across different departments over months and years, using their memory systems to learn from every single interaction and market fluctuation, how long until these agents start autonomously suggesting entirely new business strategies?
You mean strategies that human executives never even thought to ask for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they see patterns in the data that humans simply cannot process. They shift from just executing the goals we give them to actively discovering better goals for the company to pursue. The intelligence compounds.
That is a staggering thought to leave on. The shift from executing tasks to discovering strategies. We want to thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive today. As you go back to your desk, we encourage you to look at your own daily workflows, look at your own to-do list, and ask yourself one simple question. Is this task blindly following a rule, or is it dynamically pursuing a goal? In other words, are you riding a train or are you ready to jump in the taxi?
Until next time.
Keep diving deep.